Parshas Kedoshim, this week's Parsha. Torah says, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Taber al Kol Adas Ben Yisrael, Marta Lehem Kedoshim Tiyu. Should be Kadosh. Rashi says Kadosh means Purushim, Min Arayos. It should be away from the Arayos. And there's a famous Ramban that says Kedoshim Tiyu means that you should be Kaddish Atzma B'mutalach, right? Ramban says it means that even things that are mutter, you shouldn't over indulge in. Like it's mutter to have wine, mutter to eat meat, but you shouldn't overindulge. That's the, because then you're not a Kaddish if you engross yourself in with eating and other things, etc. But there's a famous Chazal, and take a look at the famous Medrash Rabba on page 3. And the Medrash says like this: Amar Shimon Memlokish, Shtei Parshias Hichtiv Lanu Moshe B'Torah. There are two Parshias that we have in the Torah. Anulaymin osam biparshas paro harasha. That we can learn from paro. As the pasuk says, Vayisa rak lamala. So what does that mean? You'll always be on top? Yochol kamoni? So you might think... You see, the two parshas in the Torah that are not clear what it means exactly, and we look in the Pesukim by Paro, we'll understand what it means. What do you mean, Yisarak lamala? Yochol kamoni? You might think you should be high up, just like the Ribon Shalom, in the same status as the Ribon Shalom. Tamalom rak, loshen miut. Gdulosi lamala migdulosi. That my greatness is better, bigger than your greatness. How do we know that rock is to exclude, that it shouldn't be equal to the Ribon Shalom? Almeidi musam para rosha, shenemar atati al beisi. You're going to, she said to Yosef, you're going to be in charge of my household. Yochol kamoni, talmudlomar rak hakisei egdal mimecha. That only the kisei means I'm still the king. You have all the power, but I'm a notch above you. So even though it says Vaisa rak lamala, it doesn't mean equal, because the, by paro it didn't mean equal. Then it says kedoshim to you, you should be holy. Yochol kamoni, talmud lomar ki kadosh ani kedushosi lamala mikedushoschem. And you also learn that from Kikadosh Ani, because the pasuk says, "Ayom Parol Yosef Ani Parol." So there it doesn't mean that we're equal. It means I'm greater. So when it says Kikadosh Ani, when Hashem says I'm holy, it means I'm greater than you in the holiness. So the big question that everyone asks is, what's the Havamina, to think that we could be as great as God at the same level, that you need the same level as God, same level as Ribono Shel Olam, Talmud Lomar, no, I'm bigger than you. So there's a famous pshat, I didn't put it in, but I'll say it over, from Rav Shimon Shkop, if you want to look it up, in the Hakdama to the Shari Yosher, that he says, that it means like this. Rav Shimon Shkop means like this, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh in the sense that he's a total giver. The Ribon Shalom only gives to others. He's a total giver. He doesn't need to receive anything. So a person might think that that's what I should be in life. I should only give to others. I shouldn't care about myself. I should only give about others. So that's a nice thing, to be a giver, but you cannot do it at the expense of your own self. So it means that Hashem is Kaddish, we're also Kaddish if we give. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a total giver, and we should not be that way. It's not a good thing to only give. You should give a lot, yes, definitely. But you should also make sure to take care of yourself as well. And that's what Rav Shimon Shkrup explains. Yochel Kamoni, you might think that you should be a totally kadosh like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning a total giver like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Lomar, no, ki kadosh ani. Hashem is a total giver. We have to be a giver and also sometimes a receiver. But the Degel Machane Ephraim says a different pshat. And he says, what does it mean, kadoshim, to you? Darshu Chazal, Yachol Kamoni Talmud Lomar, Ani Hashem, Kedushosi Lamalom, Kedushoscha. Hinei Zeh Tamua, Heich Yala Al Das Shum Odom Lios Kadosh Hashem. How could somebody think to be Kadosh like Hashem? Ach Ermoz Ma'at B'Musar Askel Ki Goloiv Yadua Ki Kodesh Nikra Chochma. So this is his Yisod. That there's a parallel between Kedusha and Chochmah. How does he get that? Because if you look on page 7 in the first pasuk of Chumash, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Es HaOretz. So the Yerushalmi teaches Bereishis B'Chochmah Bara Hashem. We always think gracious means the beginning, the first, but it also has another meaning. B'chochma, bar Hashem. B'chochma bar Hashem. Gracious is chochma. Gracious is chochma. And then we have a pasuk in Yirmiyahu on page 8, which says, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tevuaso. So Yisrael is Kodesh Hashem, they're his first crop, is Klal Yisrael. But he says Kodesh, and we know that Kodesh, as we said, we know that Reishis means Chochma, Reishis Bar Elokim is B'Chochma. And if there's a parallel now in this pasuk of Yirmiyahu, between Reishis and Kodesh, and Reishis means in Chochma, so that means that Kodesh is Chochma. Kodesh is Chochma. So what does that mean? So he says, "Kutsha Brichu, second column, Bara Ha'olam B'Chochma, Kulam B'Chochma Asisa, Kain Tzarech Ha'olam L'Domus L'Kol Asos Koch, Masa B'Chochma V'Chayas." Because we have to do things with seichel, with chochma. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bereishis Bara Elokim b'chochma, so we too, we have to follow the Ribono Shel Olam, do things b'chochma. But we have to realize, Chlefobim yochol ha'odam litos, ki chochmaso amdo lo ve'ein tzorech lisiyo min ha'shamayim. But sometimes people think that the chachma is their own. Meaning, I'm a smart person. So that's it. I don't need Hashem's help. I'm just smart. So that, and it's kochi votzim yodi. But kochi, who? Chachma. Also says koach ma. Kochi, koach ma, is a lashon chachma. So a person sometimes thinks, it's the Chachma's mind. So the main thing we have to realize is, no, you're smart, but because Hashem gave that to you. Ki hu anosin koach l'cho lasos chayil. Whereas the Pesuk says, don't say kochi v'otzim yodi osolios achayil azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the koach to the Chochma. And that's what we always have to realize, that everything we have, is including our Chochma, is a gift from God. So therefore we have to realize it was a gift. It's not like I'm so great because it's mine, I created it. You didn't create it, you got it. So you have to use it. So that's what it means, he explains on page 6. Yochel Kamoni. You might think, like the Ribbono Shalom, because the Ribbono Shalom's Chochma is, no one gave it to him. That's a reality. That's a Metzius. Any other Chochma in the world for any human being was a gift given by the Ribbono Shalom. And that should humble us to realize that it's all a gift, so we better use it in the right way, like we discussed, etc. So Kedusha is Chachma, because Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tuvoso, and Reishis, we said, is Reishis Bar Olam is Chachma, and Kodesh is Reishis Tuvoso, so Kodesh is Chachma. And the Mori Naim says a similar idea. He quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim on page 10. Lo yevecha el zar v'lo shesachav el elechar. Right, we're familiar with that pasuk. So what is a El Zar? So the Gemara says in Shabbos on page 11 of Kufay Amid Beis, Tanya Rav Shimon Elo Zar Omer Mishum Chilfa Bar Shomer Mishum Rav Yochanan Manuri. Yeah. Ezel El Zar at the end of the brackets. Sheyesh Begufu Shaoldom Havi Omer Ze Yetzahara. So the foreign god Lo Yevecha El Zar is the Yetzirah. So what is this? What is this idea? So the Mori Naim says on page 16, Lo Meyachol Kamoni. But don't think you're a god. But don't think that any godliness is a separate thing, that you're a god. It's all from Hashem. But Shlomo said, "But me, Eichav Shalom Yeda Shakol Lakus Ramo Shu Yitzhara Shum Same as Ein of next page Sheyisbo Shu Achachem V'Shochech Shakol Hu Hashem Yisbach." Whereas a person thinks he's independent. That's the idea. The El Zar is like I'm a separate, independent unit. I'm great. I'm everything. No, everything. You're nothing. You just receive gifts from the Ribbono Shalom. And that a similar idea is found by Moshe Feinstein in the Darsh Moshe on page 18, says this as well. Hinei ha'odom ha'tzadik mishtamish b'gimel ha'dvarim ashir tzgvur. Right, there's a famous pasuk beforehand. Let's see that pasuk in Yirmiyahu on page 14, going over to page 15. Ko amar Hashem al Yishalel Chacham b'chachmaso Vayishalel ha'gibor b'gvoroso Vayishalel ashir b'oshro. Whereas a Chacham shouldn't boast about his Chachma, a strong person shouldn't boast about his Gvura, and a rich person shouldn't boast about his richness. So Moshe explains what it means like this. Adam atzadim shtamish begil v'ashirish gevur v'chokhmul v'vorm tovim. Shehdeh she'im shalom rakhnu p'ikodon l'nisog yu'asa ashirish shalom tztaka v'chesed v'chol mitzvah she'efshah l'kayim b'momono. In other words, if it's yours, then you can do whatever you want. But if it was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave it to you for specific reasons. So if you think, oh, the chokhmah comes from me, I'm rich because I worked hard, I'm a rich person, therefore I worked hard. No. You worked whatever you did, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the richness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the chokhmah. So once you have that realization, then you have to use it for what he would want you to use it for. If it would be a self, so that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his power, his richness, his self. It's not given by anything. But we who have chokhmah, it's not yochol kamoni, it's not self chokhmah, it's given chokhmah to us. And that's what Ramosha said, Al Yisala Chacham, don't think it's your Chachma, don't think it's your Gvur. But what? El Bezosi Hal Hamsalo, Choshev Shashir's Gvur Chachma Haskel Viado Osi. Use all that, the Chachma, the Ashiris, and the Gvura, to get to know the Ribon Shalom, to do Chesed, to do things that the Ribon Shalom would want you to do. Like, if you're a powerful person, so make sure the people that are being abused by people are not being abused. And if you're a rich person, so help the aniyim. And if you're a smart person, so be able to use that wisdom for good things. But that's because you have to realize it's not chokhmaso, it's not yours. And that's yochol kamoni. You might think that your kedusha, which means your chokhma, is kamoni. It's like the Ribono Shel Olam, meaning it's not given, it comes from the person himself. No, that's the wrong attitude. You have to realize it's only a gift from Ribono Shel Olam. Once you realize that, then you realize that it's not your own thing to do what you want. It's to do what the Ribono Shel Olam wants you to do with it. So if you're a chacham, so use it for productive things, for learning, for helping people for different things. If you're an usher, so use it to help people out, to help Mostos HaTorah out, etc. So that's what the Pasuk says. You're more of a Shemesh. Yehua knows. Was it the Mor Veshemesh or was it in the second in the Degel Machane Ephraim? Degel Machane Ephraim quotes this pasuk on page 19 in Akiv. Amar de Bavav Hakochi Votzim Yodi Osoli Esachayel Azeh. As a person says, I did it all. It was my own strength that did it all this wealth. So that's what the pasuk says. He gave the power to you. So that's what it means. Don't think you're like the Ribono Shel Olam. Because the Ribono Shel Olam, no one gave. That's natural. But you received it. And that's what they quote from the Ramban. And then there's a pasuk in Koheles on page 21. Leiv chacham limino. The Lev Ksiel is smaller. So what does that mean? So there are a lot of interpretations, but in the Sefer Lev Aaron, Ramar Teitelbaum of Satmar, on page 22, he quotes from Yechiel Michal of Zlachev. Lev Chacham Lamino, Lev Ksiel is smaller. He osius hakod mi mimin, right, in Hebrew, right, so you have a sefer in Hebrew, so it goes from right to left, right? It goes from right to left. So, Lev Chacham Limino. He also has a. So, Limino means the letter before. So, what's the letter before Lamed? Chaf. What's the letter before Beis? Aleph. So, Lev Chacham Limino spells what? Chaf and Aleph, or Aleph and Chaf? That's Ach. Ach is a Miut. Miut means you're not, you mimic yourself, you don't flaunt yourself. So, Lev Chacham Limino. The Chacham takes the word Lev and he goes Limino, to the right side of Lev, to the letter Chaf before Lamed and letter Aleph before Beis, and he spells that Ach. But Lev Ksil, what? Lismolo. Because the Ksil goes to the left. So if you go to the left of Lamed, instead of going to Chaf, you go to what? Mem. And if you go to the left of Beis, instead of going to Aleph, you go to what? Gimel. Gimel Gam. Gam is Loshon Riboy. Riboy means, right, Gam, including this. Riboy. So you want to marbe yourself. You want to flaunt yourself. Shuv Mizgah Marbe Kvod Atzmo. So that's the idea that Leif Chacham, that the true Chacham is what? Is an Anav. Because he, what, and where does the Anivus come from? The Anivus comes from what we said, that the Chachmah is not your own. The Chachmah was a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's where the Anivus comes. The Anivus comes with that realization. Because if a person thinks that it's his own, just whereas I'm smart, or the reason I'm rich, because I know how to invest, I know how to make deals, I know how to... No, the reason you're rich is the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you that as a matana. So now use it to the proper way. Use it for tzedakah, of course. Use it for yourself also, like we said from Reb Shkim and Shkup. A person just can't just be a giver. He also has to, watch out for himself, his family, etc. He can't just say, but use it for productive things, as opposed to the person who thinks kamoni. What do you mean? Of course, he knows he's not God, but kamoni means he thinks he's totally independent, meaning that whatever he has is self-made. Well, self-made man. You have that phrase. He's a self-made man. A self-made man. Yeah, he worked hard, but the ultimate is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Chachmah, the Ashiris, and the Gura, and therefore that's what it means. Al Yisal Chachmah Chachmoso, Reb Moshe says. Don't say it's your own Chachmah. Don't say it's your own Gevura. But say it's a gift of Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, Haskel Yozolosi. So use it for what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to use it for. And that's the explanation of the Degel Machane Ephraim in Kedoshim. So he's Machadish. Kedoshim means Chachma. Because Reishis is Chachma. Right? Reishis Bar Lachim B'Chuchma Bar Alma. And Kedusha and Chachma in Pasuk in Yirmiyahu are equated, so hence Kedusha is Chachma as well. And therefore, and that's Yochel Kamoni. You might think that it's yours. You did it. You earned it. So do whatever you want with it. No. It's all given from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's not Kamoni. He who knows Hilucha Koach Lasos Chayim. What do you think? It's your own? He gave it to you. So he gave it to you. So be careful with what you use it for. And don't think it's independent where you can just do with it whatever you want. And therefore it behooves you to use it for things that are productive for the community, for Klal Yisrael, etc. Not just, oh, it's my money, I can do whatever I want, I can build whatever I want to build, etc. No. Do it, use it for what Hashem wants you to use. Hashem wants you to use it for yourself and for others. But don't say, well, if I can do it, it's my money. I can do whatever I want with it. No, but it's a matnas elokim. It's the chachma you have, the ashiras you have, the gvur you have, is all kihua nosin l'chakoach lasol chayal. As opposed to yachol kamoni, you might think you're like the Ribbono Shel Olam, not like you're the Ribbono Shel Olam, but you have that elzar, meaning you're independent with your chachma and ashiras. This, not the case. And that's the Musa Haskel. Hakara Shachochma hi Matnas Elokim. And that's the most important thing, and that's the message of Yochol Chamoni and Kedoshim to you, and that's the message of Ki Hu Anosei Lecha Koach Lasot Chayil. And with this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees we use it properly, that will give us more Chachma, more Ashirus, more Gvur. But he sees that you don't get the point, then he's going to stop giving. And that's what we hope the Ribbon Shalom should continue, giving all these good things if we use them in a proper way. Bereshis Molokim, Chochma Bar Alma, and Kedoshim to you. We should have Bichachomim with the realization that the Chochma is Matnas Elokim.